No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the third day of October. We made it, guys. We made it to the New Testament. We're here. We are meeting this man that we have heard prophesied about, foretold about, this king that God spoke through the prophets that was coming. And every time, maybe not every time, but so many different times, he introduced him in such a different way. The people, the Israelites, they are expecting a king of a different kind, a king that will come and just put it all back together for them, that will come and overtake all of the other nations surrounding and overthrow, kind of a king that's large and in charge. And boy, are they getting a king that they could not imagine, that they did not expect. And we are learning about this person named Jesus. And so we are going to continue today in the Gospels by reading Matthew chapter 2, and then jump to Luke and read chapter 2, verses 39 through 52 of Luke. Just a couple days left in God's Word translation. Matthew chapter 2. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea when Herod was king. After Jesus' birth, wise men from the east arrived in Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the one who was born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star rising and have come to worship him." When King Herod and all Jerusalem heard about this, they became disturbed. He called together all the chief priests and the experts in the scriptures and tried to find out from them where the Messiah was supposed to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem, in Judea. The prophet wrote about this. Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, you are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. A leader will come from you. He will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the wise men and found out from them exactly when the star had appeared. As he sent them to Bethlehem, he said, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you have found him, report to me so that I may go and worship him too." After they had heard the king, they started out. The star they had seen rising led them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were overwhelmed with joy to see the star. When they entered the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. So they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. God warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they left for their country by another road. After they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. The angel said to him, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, because Herod intends to search for the child and kill him." Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and left for Egypt that night. He stayed there until Herod died. What the Lord had spoken through the prophet came true. "I have called my son out of Egypt." When Herod saw that the wise men had tricked him, he became furious. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys 2 years old and younger in or near Bethlehem. This matched the exact time he had learned from the wise men. Then the word spoken through the prophet Jeremiah came true. A sound was heard in Ramah, the sound of crying in bitter grief. Rachel was crying for her children. She refused to be comforted because they were dead. After Herod was dead, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. The angel said to him, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to Israel. Those who tried to kill the child are dead." Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus had succeeded his father Herod as king of Judea, Joseph was afraid to go there. Warned in a dream, he left for Galilee and made his home in a city called Nazareth. So what the prophets had said came true. He will be called a Nazarene. Luke chapter 2 verses 39 through 52. After doing everything the Lord's teachings required, Joseph and Mary returned to their hometown of Nazareth in Galilee. The child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was with him. Every year, Jesus' parents would go to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When he was 12 years old, they went as usual. When the festival was over, they left for home. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents didn't know it. They thought that he was with the others who were traveling with them. After traveling for a day, they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they didn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. 3 days later, they found him in the temple courtyard. He was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. His understanding and his answers stunned everyone who heard him. When his parents saw him, they were shocked. His mother asked him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been worried sick looking for you." Jesus said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you realize that I had to be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he meant. Then he returned with them to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and maturity. He gained favor from God and people. So today we hear one of the versions of the Christmas story. Beautiful story of the birth of Jesus. Wise men, insert wise men. Did anybody go to a living nativity when you were young, or maybe you still have it in your town? We used to go see the living nativity in freezing cold Michigan. So wise men wore their garb over their snowmobile suits. Okay, point is, we hear this story. The wise men, they follow the star to Jesus, and they bring their gifts, and they bow down and they worship him, and it's beautiful. Here's some important details to this story that are worth noting, I believe. King Herod, who is the ruler of Jerusalem during this time, is threatened by the birth of Jesus. Here's why. He's called the newborn king of the Jews. King Herod is ruler over Jerusalem, and the threat of this new baby who is not in line to be king is being called the king of the Jews. And so King Herod, in his fear and insecurity, tricks the wise men into telling him where he is laid so that he can go worship him. But that is not his intention. King Herod is not only not going to worship a potential or so-called or named new king of the Jews, but he is going to go and do away with this king of the Jews. But according to scripture, there's nothing that says that the wise men detected this. They go on the way, by way of the star that leads them to the place where Jesus is. They find him, they worship him, and they give him their gifts. And when it is time to leave, they return to their own country by another route, because God warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. They never returned to Herod to tell Herod where Jesus was. after the wise men leave, the Lord appears to Joseph in a dream and tells him to flee to Egypt with Jesus and Mary. Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. They stay in Egypt until Herod's death. Now Herod becomes furious that the wise men did not return. In an act of, I don't know, to call this revenge, anger, jealousy, envy, insecurity, an abuse of power, or maybe all of it, King Herod decides to kill all the boys around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, in hopes of, makes me a little emotional, in hopes of doing away with all of them to just rid the one that might be a potential threat to his throne. We have seen acts of jealousy and envy all throughout Scripture. We have seen acts of insecurity and abuse of power, power plays all throughout Scripture. And this is what it boils down to. This is why we have to know what God calls evil and what God calls good. When we return evil for evil, we are in a continuous cycle and spin of evil. Now, in this context, what is evil? Revenge. When we are hurt, when we are humiliated, when we are exposed, when we are rejected, oftentimes we don't know what to do with that pain and we act out in that pain. Instead of tending to our hearts, instead of tending to that pain, regulating, subsiding the pain, healing ourselves, if the people that have wounded us are not going to even acknowledge the hurt, it is up to us to do what we can so that we do not reach back and wound them in our pain. Because we often say we want justice. I say this all the time. But we overextend that reach. And we reach towards revenge. And revenge is always trying to make them hurt a little bit more than they hurt us. If we want justice, we give them to God. He is the only righteous judge, according to Scripture. This was the heart of David when he was being sought out, attacked, chased by Saul so that Saul could kill him. David was one step ahead of him. He had him in the palm of his hands, and he could have done away with the man that was trying to outright kill him. And he gave him to God. His prayers turned to God. God, you do what you want with Saul. David was a warrior. Not a problem. Could have done away with him faster than a New York cab driver honking. But he surrendered him to God, the only righteous judge. Where is our surrender? Where is our hurt? And what do we do with it? That's a question that we might want to sit with today. Jesus, thank you for your word. It hurts sometimes when we go deeper, when we just don't hear it, but we soak in it when we let it sink down to those places that we don't even know what those places are, it seeps through the cracks and it pulls up the impurities. It's supposed to. This is how we change to be more like you. You are the healer of our hearts, of our brokenness. You are the only righteous judge. We have been playing judge and juror and jury and prosecutor and defender and defendant and criminal. We play every part. And you are the only righteous judge. May we surrender to you and your ways. This is my prayer today. And I pray it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. We are celebrating 20 years of the Bible being read fresh every single day. What an amazing... I don't know what to call it. I don't want to make it sound like it needs accolades. It's the Bible. It's the Word of God going forth every day. We should all be participants in the Word of God every day if we claim to be believers and followers of Jesus. But I think it's amazing that the scripture, the beautiful word of God, has been read aloud every day, has gone into the atmosphere every day, for 20 years. So, in ways of celebration this year, we are giving back in just little ways of commemorating the 20th year anniversary. Right now, what is available are the clean canteens in the fall colors, sea spray green and corsair blue, fancy blue. It's a really pretty blue, actually. You can get those now while supplies last. They won't last long. They are limited supply and they are exclusive to the 20th year anniversary. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for every partnership. We could not do this without you. And we are so grateful for each and every one of you. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you are utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you would like to share what you believe God has answered prayer from and with this beautiful global campfire, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn that wheel over to chronological to ensure that it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. Continue in the Gospels. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hi, this is Mary from North Carolina. I was calling to pray for Toot Toot and Tootie. I heard the testimony about the grandparents having the grandbaby, and their son Toot Toot hadn't seen the baby in 2 months, and there's things going on with that situation. And I just wanted to call in and pray because it just touched my heart. I grew up without a dad because of death. He died when I was 1 year old, and Then years later, I had to make the horrible decision to leave my marriage and leave my husband behind because of just things were truly not right within the marriage. And I took the kids with me to start all over again. And I just want to pray that, God, you work in this situation, especially with the father who wants to know their child and be in their life, Lord, and especially if they know you. So if he doesn't know you, Father, I just ask that you touch his heart to let you into his life so that he can be the best dad that he can possibly be for Judy. And so, Father, I ask you to touch that whole family. Lord, have your presence with them. Have your peace and joy and provision and ordered steps be in place, God, as they go through this journey. Now, Father, I ask you to keep Tootie and Tutu in your hands. Bless them only the way you can do it. And so, Father, we give you glory for what you're going to do, what you're about to do, even touch the mother's heart to want to know you, Father. So we give you glory and praise for this family and this grandbaby and this father. Father, let them see and let them all see the ultimate father that you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody be blessed out there. Love you all.
Hey, Dabsy family. This is the burning bush that will not be devoured for the glory of our God and King. Thank you, Kingdom Seeker Daniel, for your prayer for Jordan. This call is just to let you all know that Jordan is back to normal. She was released in the hospital and now is back to normal breathing. Praise God for answered prayers. I do want to pray for two other kids. One is Logan, and the other is Kendrick. These two boys, separate families, but they're struggling with similar situations. Both moms have been recently divorced. They're both women of God, and they have full custody of their kids, and they are finding it really hard to get their kids in a safe mental space. Both boys are having disciplinary issues at school. One who got, Kendra got suspended from school last week just for fighting and for saying certain things that could get him in big trouble. And so, guys, I want to pray for these two boys. God, I pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. I pray for salvation in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you raise up their fathers to just be there as these boys need. Give their mother strength and wisdom as they navigate this. Father, I pray for wisdom for their medical professionals, that they will be able to diagnose if needed and treat if found. But God, I just pray that you touch them with your healing hands right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys for praying for these two boys, Logan and Kendrick. I will keep you guys posted. These boys are both 12-year-olds. Thank you all. Love y'all. Bye.
Hey, DAB family. This is Dave in Arizona. Before, I've always pretty much called in for myself, and today it's time to call in for someone else. Dear friend of mine, her sister-in-law, Natalia, is going through some really rough stuff for a while. She's suffering from mental health issues, addiction issues, sexual abuse. It's a rather long list. But on top of all of that, she also just recently totaled her car. So if you would please, family, think about her and pray for her. Pray that Jesus shows her the right path and that she takes that path, and that she comes through this on the other side. I feel bad for the poor girl. She's gone through the ringer. Anyway, thank you, family, and I hope you all have a wonderful, blessed day in Christ.